As one of the oldest colleges on the West Coast, OSU has a lot to tout, and it does, on its website.
For 150 years, we've been out there.
OSU is one of the top 50 research universities in the country, number one in Oregon. It's home of the state's NASA Space Grant Consortium. Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling is an alumnus. The best way to learn the history of a place is to go there. So I visit Larry Landis on the main campus. He's the lead archivist here. We meet in the Valley Library, then set out walking across the quad. Midway, we stop.
While we're standing here, you smell that?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's probably our fireplaces in the Memorial Union. We should go in and get warm. This is OSU's living room, the main lounge in the Memorial Union. Very popular place to hang out, to study, check Facebook, or taking a nap in here. And that's the way it's been since this building opened in 1928.
Several students have found the warmest spot in the room next to the fireplace. A single Persian rug covers the entire floor, nearly 3,000 square feet. Walking through the OSU campus, it's easy to appreciate the planning and consideration that went into its design. Architecturally, it's unified throughout, with fenestrated buildings of red brick and terracotta. Landis gets into the history.
Basically, what happened was an existing college, Corvallis College, was designated as the state's land-grant institution. The intent was to provide educational opportunities to the common people.
In its time, OSU has changed names plenty, and there's a common term used in several of them.
State Agricultural College, Agricultural College of the State of Oregon, Corvallis Agricultural
College. Landis says depending on one's perspective, this was a plus or a negative.
Agriculture has always been a major program here, but I think as the 20th century progressed, there were certainly other areas in the curriculum that were just as important.
He cites forestry and engineering as examples, and in 1961, the school added university to its name.
Yeah, we're walking toward Waldo Hall, which was built in 1907 as a women's dormitory.
When did the first woman enroll?
Oregon State, or Corvallis College as it was known in 1868, has been coeducational from the start. We've always been coeducational, and that's a real point of pride. In fact, our first graduating class in 1870 was one-third female. Three people, one female.
Today, 46% of OSU undergraduate students are women. Like the U of O and other public institutions around the country, OSU has had to grapple with the legacy of racism. Last November, OSU President Ed Ray decided to change the name of one of its oldest buildings, Benton Hall. Landis says the name was given to honor 19th century Benton County citizens who raised the money for the building, but
Benton County, in turn, is named for Senator Thomas Hart Benton of Missouri, who carried a lot of baggage, controversial baggage in terms of race relations and certainly his relations to indigenous peoples in Manifest Destiny.
Landis says there is still the question of how to give cred to the early residents of Benton County and leave the racist associations behind. OSU may be known for its science, engineering, and ag programs, but Landis points out the arts are alive and well here, too.
We started teaching photography in 1891, which is probably longer than most colleges and universities in the nation, certainly on the West Coast.
OSU has produced Pulitzer Prize winners and a National Geographic editor-in-chief. David Gilkey, the NPR photojournalist who was killed on assignment in Afghanistan, studied here.
Took photographs for our newspaper and the yearbook. In fact, his parents just recently established an endowment to fund two scholarships in David's name.
At Cawthorn Hall, the music of Bob Dylan wafts through the air. This is where the Grammy Museum Dylan photo collection is up. Only two schools in the country were chosen for the exhibit. Here's another achievement that deserves recognition. Oregon State University is now the largest public university in the state.
For a couple of reasons, we have two branch campuses. One, our Marine Science Center over in Newport, and our branch campus in Bend. Plus, we have a very, very robust online program.
All told, 31,000 students attend OSU, and Landis says there's room to grow.
OSU has been here for 150 years. We will be here for at least another 150 years. We are the state university. We really do serve the people of Oregon.
OSU will continue its sesquicentennial celebration through August 2018. Reporting from Oregon State University in Corvallis, I'm Tiffany Eckert.